Hey, everybody. Saul Marquez with the Health Matters podcast. I want to welcome you back to another episode of the series recorded straight from Las Vegas, Nevada. Today, I have the privilege of hosting Fred Turner on the podcast. He is the co-founder and CEO of Curative. Fred, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. There's certainly a lot of discussion happening at the event. And look, we're looking for innovative ideas to help push healthcare forward. Talk to us a little bit about why you're interested in healthcare and what inspires your work in it.
Yeah, so we are a new health plan. We just started about 18 months ago on the Curative plan, launched at the beginning of this year. But previously, we were one of the largest COVID testing companies in the U.S. So we scaled from 7 to 7,000 people in 12 months and grew it to close to 10% of all U.S. COVID testing. So we had quite a unique perspective working with every payer in the country and seeing every possible way they have to avoid paying for something or to screw up paying for something across 12,000 different payers. So we'd sort of seen it from the other side.
Yeah.
We'd also been a large employer trying to provide healthcare for 7,000 employees. And try as we might, we couldn't find good plan options that provided quality care for our employees. So we've been on that side, and that really inspired us to want to build a better payer specifically for the employer space.
I love it and excited to learn more about it. Curative recently conducted a national survey, as I understand, to understand the issues members with traditional employer-based insurance plans face and deal with. Tell us about some of the highlights from those findings.
I think what we really found highlights the problem with high deductible health plans and how we've gotten to the point where even though people are technically insured, they're functionally uninsured. They're not able to access care. You know, I think we found in the study that 1 in 4 people are not able to actually afford their out-of-pocket costs if they have to access care. And about 35% of people have deferred preventative care that was recommended or lab tests because their out-of-pocket cost is too high. And 43% of people have missed doses of medications that they're on because they can't afford the out-of-pocket cost of filling those scripts. So it's showing that even though people are getting health insurance from their employer, they're not getting value from it because their deductibles have risen to a point where it's unreasonable for them to actually be able to afford the care they need. And what we think this leads to is this massive care deferral where things that could be dealt with on a preventative side by a primary care doctor are getting missed and put off until your prediabetes is now showing up in the emergency room with a diabetic foot ulcer leading to an amputation.
Mm-hmm.
So you've gone from something that could have been dealt with in a primary care setting for a low cost, but to avoid paying for that, health plans are sort of kicking it down the line to future years, and it ends up being an ER visit or a hospital stay, which obviously costs far more money in the long term, but that little bit of deferral saved you money in the short term. So plans are sort of putting off this care to later and then effectively paying interest on it at a later day.
Fred, well said, and it is a well-known issue. A lot of Americans struggle with this problem, and also the providers are struggling with this problem of denials for care.
Yep.
So you're certainly hitting a nerve with the program that you have here.
We're trying to do it a little differently.
I love it. You have a pin. You're wearing a pin. It says, it's time for health insurance that actually pays for healthcare. I love that. I love your pin, and it highlights a very important thing. So I want to learn more. You know, given all these problems with traditional employer-sponsored health insurance, what is Curative doing differently to address these issues?
Yeah, so we have a very unique model that really focuses on getting our members the preventative care they need. So to start off with, members get no out-of-pocket cost for the first 120 days. So no copay, no deductible, no coinsurance for any in-network care for the first 120 days. Now, within that 120-day window, they need to come and do what we call a baseline visit. And this is with Curative staff. And basically, it's a mix of a health plan onboarding with a preventative medical visit. So making sure they're getting the services they need. And as long as they show up and do that one-hour visit, and they can do it virtually, they continue to get the $0 out-of-pocket cost for the rest of the year. So we call it Netflix for healthcare.
Nice.
Pay your monthly premium, and you can access as much care as you want. Now, if you don't show up and do your baseline visit, on the 121st day, you will have a $5,000 deductible and 20% coinsurance. So it's a really
the normal way.
really normal big way. Carrot and stick.
You better show up.
98% of people show up and do the visit. You look at like typical plans and they have engagement numbers sort of in the single digit percentage, right? Like some of these diabetes programs, hypertension programs, you may be getting 10, 20% of people to engage. we actually get 98% of our members to show up and give us 1 hour of their time one-on-one every year. And that is the start of their preventative health journey.
I love it. Thank you. And just a couple more questions around coverage. So when you guys are providing coverage, do you cover it all from surgeries to doctor's visits to cancer care?
All of that. We even cover acupuncture.
Even acupuncture.
Yep.
So there's really this, I think of acupuncture and some of those kind of Eastern medicine types of procedures, more preventative care, because I think they get it over there better than we do. So talk to us a little bit about that. What's the philosophy there?
There's pretty good data, actually, that acupuncture for back pain is about as effective as surgery. And depending on what you believe, that may be that they're both equally effective placebos, but you got to follow the data on these kind of things.
Yeah.
And it's certainly far fewer negative outcomes coming from acupuncture than surgeries that are probably unnecessary in a lot of cases.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
How does Curative's mission align with the overall improvement of the healthcare system at large?
We're really trying to simplify the system. So I think one of the aspects we took from COVID is just making it really simple for patients to get access. And so that's partly where the zero-zero benefit design came from. It's how can you actually design a health plan that somebody can really understand what is it going to cost them to go and do something, right? To go see their doctor, to fill a script. And the only thing that people can actually definitely get their head around and understand is if it costs them zero. That's easy to remember. It's not zero if this and if that and little asterisks, $15 and only after your deductible is met. Because people just, their eyes glaze over, they stop listening. You have to make it simple enough that everybody can understand. So I think simplicity is really key. If you want people to engage in preventative care, you got to stop putting barriers in the way of them doing it. And simplicity and members actually understanding the benefit that they are paying for is really key to that.
It sounds like a very fantastic plan. And I think about employers. They too are frustrated with the continued rising costs of insurance plans, what they have to do to take care of their employees. I mean, essentially, they're passing through the cost, right, through these deductibles. Talk to us about some of the impressions you're seeing from employers. And is there maybe even distrust? Like, is this for real?
One of the hardest things in selling into the employer space is that although they are very unhappy with the current offering, they're also quite reluctant to try new things.
Yeah.
Because they just haven't seen anything work for them before.
It's skepticism, right? Like, you're just like, is this really for real?
Right. But we found once we get people over that initial hurdle and they launch and go live and they see how happy their employees are actually getting access to care. And we have all these stories of people who, oh, I put off this surgery, or I knew I was supposed to go get this procedure, but I've been ignoring it because I couldn't afford the $3,000 deductible it would have cost me to get it. They go deal with that kind of stuff. And then they're happy, engaged employees with that employer instead of an employee who's maybe in pain or dealing with a chronic condition that's going to detract from their work. They can manage that condition actively, keep it under control, and contribute more as an employee. Once we get people on board, they're happy. We have an 87 NPS score after the baseline visit. So once people do that baseline, we really try and educate people and make sure they understand their benefit and kind of kick off the plan in the right way, then people are happy. But upfront, it's persuading employers to try something new is a challenge.
Yeah, no, for sure. And look, you've got to try different things. We've done the same thing forever. And for everybody listening, how long have you been doing what you're doing?
It's like in software, no one got fired for buying IBM is the trope, right? But it's no one got fired for buying Blue Cross in healthcare.
Exactly. So look, big opportunity here, folks, to try something new. I think the definition of insanity is doing it over and over again and expecting different results. If you're tired of it, you got Fred Turner at Curative and his team ready to be in your corner for your employees' health and your family's health. Fred, I really appreciate what you and the team at Curative are doing. What call to action would you leave our listeners with?
I think pretty much what you just said. If you're tired of getting a 15, 20, 30% raise from your health plan every year in rates and passing more and more cost onto your employees and providing benefits that aren't really benefits, then try something new. Speak to your broker about Curative and get better benefits.
Love it, Fred. Thank you for that. And folks, in the show notes, you'll find ways to get in touch with Fred, his team, Curative, so you could take action on today's episode, because health matters, and it definitely starts with how you pay for it. Fred, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.